Martin Bester.
On the line with us this morning is Professor Helen Rees, the chair of SAHPRA and the Vaccine Ministry Committee as well. Good morning to you, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thanks for joining us once again. Just, I'm a little surprised that the figures are this low, knowing what we know now after the last while. Are you?
Not necessarily, because, you know, what you see very commonly when you have an outbreak like this is that you have these huge waves that then go down. But then you get a sort of a lull. And the question is it before the next storm, which should be our fourth wave?
And that is exactly the big question this morning on everyone's lips, that fourth wave. Yeah. Initially, we thought it's going to hit in December. But now there are rumors that it's only next year. What's happening there?
Well, I think the truth is we don't completely know. We've got a modeling group in the country who are putting the best brains together around modeling. And they are sort of trying to evaluate when is this going to happen and how high could it be, how many numbers, et cetera, et cetera. So what we know at the moment is that we are in this lull. We've got low numbers, thank goodness, and low numbers of deaths. There are certain things that might happen that will swing us back up to a fourth wave more rapidly and to a fourth wave that could be of a different height. And one of those is, how do we behave? And I think this is what we're all worried about with the Christmas season coming. If we drop all of these measures, if we become very lax, mask wearing is incredibly important. Distancing remains important. Not being in an enclosed room in close contact with people without ventilation, incredibly important. But if we drop those things and we become relaxed, that will push a fourth wave on. And then the unknown is whether we would get a new variant, as we saw with our third wave.
What are you feeling about that? Is that a possibility?
It's always a possibility with something like COVID, because we've seen already the numbers of variants that we've got around the world that have emerged. And one of the things that's going to push the variant is just having high numbers of cases in the background, which is one of the reasons, not the only reason, obviously, but one of the main reasons why we really, really want people to be vaccinated as soon as possible.
And the new variants around the world, do they behave any differently?
At the moment, the predominant variant is the one we had in our third wave. It's the Delta variant.
Okay.
And that did behave differently. It was much easier to transmit. And that's what we're worried about. A variant that goes another step and becomes even easier to transmit. It's that transmissibility that will create a huge wave.
I know you can't say for sure, but what is the popular opinion at the moment in terms of a fourth wave? If you're following trends around the world, does it look like we will have a fourth wave? And are we talking early next year or later, winter?
I think a lot of people think we will have a fourth wave, even without a new variant, because we still have a lot of people in South Africa who have neither been vaccinated nor have antibodies from a natural infection. Mm. And some people would have had a natural infection perhaps right at the beginning of the pandemic, and their immunity might be waning. Yeah. So I think that the view is, yes, we're very likely to get a fourth wave. If we don't get a new variant, hope is that that fourth wave would not be anywhere near as big as the third wave. But it really does depend on us, our behavior, and being vaccinated. If we don't want the fourth wave, those are the two things we can do.
I was going to ask you exactly that. For what it's worth, my gut feel tells me that it can't be as big as the third wave, because you're also sitting with 13 million people who are now fully vaccinated. So surely it can't look exactly the same. It should be to a lesser extent, right?
Yes. So assuming that, as I say, we don't get a new variant, because we know that the vaccines we're using are effective against the Delta variant, which is the one we have. We've also got a lot of people who've had background infection. They might have had mild symptoms. They might have had severe symptoms or asymptomatic. So they've got antibodies, even if they haven't been vaccinated.
Sure.
So we do know a lot of people have got an immune response ready to respond to an infection. But as I say, the problem is, we don't know from natural infection how long that will protect you if you were infected early in the pandemic. And we also don't know, if we get a new variant, how effective the vaccines that we're using would be against any new variant that emerged.
But now you keep coming back to this new variant, and traveling is open now again to a lot of countries, so it kind of seems likely that a new variant will make its way to South Africa. Which one are you fearing the most?
Well, we don't know what we're fearing yet, because, of course, it's up to the virus how it changes. But I think at the moment we're seeing that the Delta variant worldwide has become so dominant that's the one that most countries have got in large numbers, including South Africa. So I think we're just watching that space. But the message from the scientists is, listen, as long as we allow this virus to continue to circulate without getting vaccinated, without protecting ourselves, that's when a new variant will emerge. If we don't want a new variant, and we certainly don't, please get vaccinated. That's the big message that we're trying to send out there.
You keep coming back to that message, and I'm guessing that 13 million people, nowhere near enough.
Well, it's combined with people with natural antibodies from having had an infection who haven't been vaccinated.
Okay.
So that gives us quite a high level of community-based protection. But that's still not enough, because this virus is very good at finding all of those who have not been vaccinated. And as I say, it's easily transmitted, and in confined spaces without ventilation, no masks, it's very easily transmitted. So that is not enough, and we need to boost those numbers as quickly as we can.
And a third booster shot for those who have been double vaccinated, even the ones with the J&J vaccination, do you see booster shots or additional shots in the future for South Africans?
I'm involved with the World Health Organization that's continuously reviewing all this data. And certainly the data is really growing that additional shots are likely to be necessary. Okay. We also don't think that this virus is going to go away anytime soon. And we do know that all the vaccines will be likely to have a waning protection over time. So putting all of that together, plus the evidence that does show some benefit from a booster shot, not this year for a third Pfizer or for extra J&Js. At the moment, we're interested in getting a second J&J out there for healthcare workers first and for others later. But probably next year, this is going to be very much a global and a national discussion.
You know, being into it, last question, more than a year and a half, do we know more about long COVID, people who may not even have known they had COVID but are experiencing strange symptoms? Any symptoms that have come forward because of COVID that you know now?
Yes, and that's just a big message to those who haven't yet had a vaccine. Long COVID is much more common than we initially thought. We think anything 10 to 15% of people have symptoms that go on for months, and sometimes even we're seeing now in Europe, for example, going on for years.
Okay.
Common symptoms will be tiredness, chest pain, this brain fog, which stops people being able to function, not smelling, not tasting, also persists. And just exercise intolerance. You just can't do what you used to. This is not a nice condition, long COVID. So, again, another really good reason to get vaccinated.
We keep coming back to that one message, and it's absolutely, I mean, for you, surely very frustrating that there are still so many misperceptions about vaccines. So many people who feel so strongly against it, and we keep coming back to that. That, as we sit here today, is worldwide known as the best way to guard against COVID, right?
Completely, yes, absolutely. But I think there's two things on that. One is, some people have just hesitancy. They have reasonable concerns and reasonable questions. And then it's up to us as scientists and clinicians to get that message out there. But there are those who believe in these very strong and ridiculous messages. Those are a minority. I think what we have to do is to persuade people who are hesitant or just haven't got round to it yet, they're too busy, is to say, please, don't put this one off. You know, you really do need to get there. This is still a killing disease. We could see the numbers going up again. And as I said to you, long COVID isn't nice, but even people who've had severe COVID, anyone you speak to who's had nasty COVID will say, I do not want that again. That disease is nasty.
So just in closing, we're not expecting a fourth wave, at least not for the next month, December, depending on our behavior.
Yes, and I think at the moment, if we look at the figures, you know, we might perhaps we'll see an upturn in December. But I think what we're worried about is after December, when people have been relaxing, you know, and everyone deserves to relax. This has been a hard 2 years. But, you know, when people have been relaxing and their guard is down and they're hanging out with family and friends without masks in confined spaces, you know, so that's the thing that we're really worried about. So I think a lot of people, if we see this wave, are expecting now that it might well occur after that Christmas period and after the holidays. So just please, everybody, even if you're on holiday, keep those precautions up, because it'll protect you and it'll protect the community.
Thank you, my good professor. Have a good day. Have a good week. Thanks for speaking to us.
Only a pleasure. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye. Professor Helen Rees there, Chair of SAHPRA, and also on the Ministerial Committee for Vaccines. As you can hear, very passionate about that vaccine. And I like the way that she put it there. There are some people that are reasonably hesitant because, you know, and it's up to us to convince them, I guess, to get vaccinated. And then, of course, you get those believe in all strange kinds of conspiracy theories and stuff. That's another story. For now, though, get vaccinated. Thank you, Professor Helen Rees. Hey, wake up, wake up.
Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.